Art, what do you think the Mariners are going to do?
Well, I know that fans don't like to hear this, but I think they have to kind of blow up a lot of the roster. Any veteran contract right now is vulnerable to being unloaded simply because the Mariners, with this long losing streak, have eliminated any prospect of contention and have got so many roster holes, they need to acquire more young people for more veterans, just as they did last year when they traded Cliff Lee to Texas for four prospects, two of whom are Justin Smoke and Blake Bevan, the pitcher who's replaced Eric Bedard in the starting rotation, because that's what teams do. It's a, you know, a difficult thing to imagine, but even trading Ichiro and Felix Hernandez, to me, is on the table.
Well, let's start with Ichiro's situation.
Ichiro is at 37, on the decline, but I personally think he's still got two or three good years left in him simply because he's maintained such great physical condition. I think his issues are all emotional and psychological. He's been playing for a loser for a decade. It's his Japanese sense of loyalty. Ichiro's put in his time here. I think he's done well by everyone. It would be a shame to see him go for those fans who enjoy going to the ballpark to see him. But he's only going to go if he asks to go. The Mariners are not going to try to trade him. But I should think that if he wants to, he should go. And I think he's got diminished value given the size of his contract versus his production right now. Is it recoverable? I think a lot of it is if he gets right with a team that's in contention, that's fun, and is not as depressing as the Mariners are.
Well, let's talk about Felix, and he is doing well, so his situation is different.
Right. Felix has got a huge market out there. He's got 3 years left on a five-year contract. He's nearly at his best. He's not quite as good as he was in his Cy Young year last year, but there's so many teams out there this year who are average to mediocre who think they're one player away. Felix could be a difference maker for half a dozen teams, and that general manager may do something foolish by giving up way too much young talent to acquire Felix's services. So if the market is there, I'm not saying, you know, trade Felix absolutely, but you've got to be able to get a haul of players like at least two people who can start next year that actually can hit the ball.
It seems like they've made a little bit of movement regarding Sean Figgins.
Yeah, they started him Thursday in Toronto, in left field, a position he's not played in 5 years. It's pretty obvious that they're trying to showcase him to make a market and unload him and probably have to eat a fair amount of his guaranteed contract. But getting him off the roster and creating a space for a young player is a priority, and that's all they've got left.
Well, the Mariners had 101 loss years last year and in 2008. What do you see for this year?
Well, unless they really make some moves and get some bats, they could get approach 101 losses again. I just would have never imagined that with the start this year. But it was an imbalanced team that put way too much pressure on the pitching staff, and we're seeing the result. They are even behind the pace last year that they set when they were the worst offensive team since the designated hitter was introduced into the American League in 1973. They've got to do something desperate.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. You can find his work at sportspressnw.com, and you can download all KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.